welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. Bunch of broads here talking. I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, fellow broad.
Yes.
What is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I did find some things that I thought were kind of funny.
Okay.
Do you know what sleep training is?
No. Was it like potty training?
Kind of, actually. It is about babies.
Okay.
So sleep training is kind of a way to get the kid on a schedule.
Okay,
when
yeah.
When they're newborn, they're up every couple hours because they want to eat.
They do whatever they want to do.
They do what they want. So I found this story about this mom who found a way to actually sleep train the entire frickin' family.
That's brilliant.
But it was accidental.
Oh.
It's because it includes her and her husband.
Okay.
So this has been building up for about 3 weeks, but I only just realized it last night. I had a baby almost 4 months ago, and unlike wild animals that come out walking, human babies are born useless, and you must teach them how to do basic survival tasks like eating and sleeping.
Yes.
So my baby, mastering eating, but especially did not like sleeping. She preferred laying there, eyes wide open, turning her head and making ooh noises.
Aww.
So one night, as I sat in the closet, distraught over how I gave birth to an owl, I hopped up on Google, found a slightly less restrictive straitjacket for babies and creepy hybrid baby doll glow worm that plays music.
Okay.
So like, the straitjacket having to be like the swaddle.
Yeah, really tight. Yeah.
They have special swaddle blankets like meant for like when babies go to sleep, especially little ones. In my exhausted state, I decided these would be the best things to use in order to terrify my infant to sleep. Surprisingly, they worked. She sleeps for like 7 hours. Here's how I realized my F up. 3 nights ago, I put my baby in her fluffy straitjacket and turned on the worm. We both drifted off to sleep. 2 nights ago, baby's sleeping soundly, and I cannot sleep. I'm staring at her thinking, look how cute. I missed her. She's sleeping too well. Oh, no. Is she breathing? She moves. Okay. Then I think, oh, you better not wake the hell up, monster child. I turn on the worm. We both fall asleep. Last night, I sneak into the room after baby's asleep. I turn on the worm in case, and I make noise getting into bed. Almost fall asleep, and the worm turns off. Frustrated, I can no longer sleep. I turn the worm back on when the baby shifts, and I fall asleep when the worm shuts off this time. I woke up this morning, and the realization hit me. I cannot sleep without the worm. Husband also confirmed worm controls his sleeping as well. So let's hope it never breaks.
When the worm is what? Exactly.
It's, like, it's a little stuffed animal, and it glows.
Okay,
it's like a toy.
That's the thing that glows.
And it also makes, like, a music noisy.
Oh, okay, okay. It has, like, a little humming or something.
It's like a, it's called a glow worm. It's like she posted a picture of it too.
It looks hella creepy.
Right, that's what she was saying. This is what I'm going to use to terrify my infant child.
And now they love it.
And all of them do. Could you imagine? Like, I can't sleep. You just turn on this little thing, and then boom.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't imagine. But that's something you would have. You fall asleep like watching TV, right?
Right.
I have to have that noise.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Rubs does that too, and I hate it.
What noise does he have?
He watches TV too. So
okay.
he can pass out when it's like super loud, and I'll come home and it'll be just like,
will he wake up if you turn it off? My mom was like that.
He's usually so passed out, he's like under the remote, so I have to get the remote under uh-huh. from him, so that's when he'll kind of wake up. But no, he can just pass right out. But I was in San Jose over the weekend, and I was rooming with three of my other girls, and oh, they love like nature noises.
Uh-huh.
So one of them was playing rain noises so loud, but it kind of sounded like at some point there was wind, and it kind of sounded like a thunder and like a lightning storm. And they both three agreed that they really liked it. So I was like, I don't fall asleep to anything. I fall asleep to silence, but I'm kind of outnumbered, so I'm just going to go with it.
And do you do earplugs at all?
No, I didn't have earplugs or anything, but I hated it so much. And then the girl who was playing it ended up getting early and like going to work out. And so when she left and it was silent, I was like, oh, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. But yeah, I'm one of those people that I like silence. I like to fall asleep to silence, but So I don't think this doll would do anything for me, but...
I think I'm realizing that and I don't know if it's real or not. This is just a guess. Because I've always had ringing in my ears. I've just never really paid attention to it. And I think it's because the ADD never lets me pay attention to it.
Well, that's a good thing.
Right. But every now and then it'll hit harder. And so you'll see me like grab my ear and just like stop, stop, stop. And it'll just ring. Like it'll get gradually louder in the span of like 5 seconds. So it's like...
Oh,
it's just like, stop it.
That'd be terrible.
So I think the reason I don't like silence is because I hear it.
You hear the ringing.
And that's all I focus on.
Even when you like when you're trying to fall asleep.
I have to be exhausted and I can just pass out like that, like with no sound.
Okay. Like, but if not, you need some type of noise.
Especially after a night of drinking or something. Like I just go plop in. I don't even turn the TV on. I just pass out.
Oh.
But other than that, I need some sort of noise.
Oh, to cancel. Oh, God. Hey, that's one thing good about ADD.
Right? Because I'm like, have I always had this? And I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, I think I have.
Have you talked to a doctor about it at all?
No, I just kind of figured it out a couple weeks ago.
Because that sounds like a headache.
Yeah, I mean, it's not always super loud.
Yeah, but it's always there.
But it's always something kind of like dull. And I feel like
a little violin.
As I get older, I feel like I'll hear it more and more. But yeah.
Yeah, so. You might want to get that checked out, girl.
Eh, I'm destined to have crappy ears. My grandpa had bad ears too, so it's just gonna happen.
It's just in my genes.
But it's preparing ourselves, I guess. I mean, it wouldn't hurt for me to go to the doctor, getting ready and prepared for all these things.
Yeah, because I mean, if you find a significant other who doesn't like
and I've had
listening
a few
TV
guys.
Or anything, because the moment and my thing is. My boyfriend likes to watch TV while he's falling asleep, but the problem is he can fall asleep in 2 seconds. And I'm like, babe, if you're going to watch this, that's fine, but I'm going to try to go to sleep. Just turn it off.
Do you know that most TVs have a button where it's the sleeper?
No.
You know what the sleep is? So on my remote, on my phone, this is what I do at home because I'm trying not to leave the TV on all night.
Oh.
So I'll have it automatically turn off.
And after what, like 10 minutes or something?
You can do like 30 minutes, an hour. I always do about an hour and a half because I feel like if it's like for me, you can pick. You can say 30 minutes.
I would want my man to do it after 3 minutes.
Well, I don't know if they have that option, Sarah. I'm just trying to give you the best thing I can do.
My boyfriend definitely needs that because I was out of town and I was like, did the TV just stay on all night? He's like, yeah, I will wake up randomly at like 4 o'clock in the morning and it'd still be on and then just fall back asleep. And I was like, that is a waste of electricity, babe.
Right. So go ask him, say, hey, let's find the sleep timer on your remote and then have him do that right before he goes to sleep. Because that's what I do, too. Like, I set it up. Because if I do an hour, then my brain's going to not let me sleep
for some
reason.
For that hour?
Like, it's like when I try to take a nap for an hour, it won't let me. Like, my brain
when
won't.
When your alarm's set.
Because I'm just like, it's an hour. That's not a lot of time. But if for some reason, an hour and a half is enough time. Because, like, I could still goof off for, like, 30 minutes and then go to sleep.
So, and you don't wake up when your TV shuts off?
Sometimes, but I'll wake up a couple hours after. Like, I have a weird set schedule of when I'm going to wake up, even on the weekends. Like, I wake up at 2 a.m.
Okay.
Every time, usually go to the bathroom. Like, if I don't get up to go to the bathroom, I will for sure be up at 4 a.m. to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, if your Siggo doesn't like it.
Sucks to be you, man.
You're never sleeping over.
Well, like I recently posted a meme and it was like a Maleficent smiling and it's like, to my future significant other, it's like, I hope you like all 9 of my alarms and me snoozing through each of them.
Oh,
have
well,
fun.
I mean, it's fine if they get up around the same time.
Right.
Because George has his alarms, I have my alarms, and like they go off.
About the same time.
About the same time, but not the same time. So we have an alarm like every 3 minutes, but... Mm-hmm. If his went off, like if he got up earlier than me mm-hmm. and it just kept going off and off mm-hmm. and off, I would probably chuck his phone and not get him a new one.
But this kind of also got me thinking, these are like a lot of things that like nobody can prepare you for this. Like even something as simple as, hey, I'm going to have a significant other that sleeps way different than I do. Because there was a moment where they have these, it's like a headband where it has earplugs or not earplugs, like headphones in them.
Okay.
So you could sleep in it. It's meant to sleep, so you can still listen. Like, it's Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So if you have your iPad going, you can hear it, but nobody else will.
Oh, got it.
So I figured if I ever ended up with a guy that really can't deal
handle
with
it,
I'd just use my iPad, just a small little screen, and then just put those headphones in so I could hear it still, and then take it off halfway through the night.
Yeah, that's why they say live with someone before you marry them, because it's a whole other world.
Right. So that's one way you can be prepared, but I did find a... didyouknowfacts.com, people share what they were unprepared for when they moved out of their parents' house. So I moved out twice, technically. And you've moved out when you went to California for a little bit.
I did, yes.
So technically you have moved out. So let's see how many of these. Some of these might even just be like just growing up in general.
Okay.
It's like the fact that $100 is no longer a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess if you have to get your own furniture and if something breaks and you have to get it repaired or...
It's like $100. I read something once. It was like $1,000 is not a lot of money to have, but it's a lot of money to owe.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially like our world and our generation. That's very true.
This one really hit me hard. Like, it was a little easier when I had my, when I first moved out, because it was like exciting. I moved out. I'm on my own. I have my roommate. But as I lived with them longer, I really felt it. And then when I moved out with my, moved back in with my parents, like I appreciated it even more. This person says loneliness by far. I love living by myself, but laying in bed without my cat on my bed or, without hearing my mom laughing downstairs made my room, the room feel small and, secluded.
Oh,
so it's like, I love like hearing that there's people, like when my brother gets home, I'm like, oh, he's home. Like, I love that feeling.
Yeah. See, I've never lived alone. Mm-hmm. When I moved out, I lived with five other girls. Mm-hmm. So it was never lonely.
Nope.
I wanted to kill them all, but it was never lonely. And I mean, but I feel like I would feel that if and when my boyfriend and I ever move out, because we live with my dad right now. Mm-hmm. And that just, thinking about it makes me so sad. Aww. Because I feel like I would miss, like, even though I would be with my boyfriend and not lonely technically, like, I would miss my dad so much.
All
even
those
just
things.
Like hearing him upstairs or like him always being like, I'm doing my laundry, bitch, or like little things like that, you know? Yeah.
That's funny.
But we'll see if that ever happens. Probably not. Let's get real.
He'd move out before you did.
Before I did.
this is an adult thing for sure. The cost of food and how fast it goes bad. It seems to go bad. It goes bad when you buy it.
Dude, well, I mean, and that's the whole, like, I get eating healthy. It's so great. And vegetables and fruit and crap. That stuff goes bad so fast.
Especially, like, I'm really weird. I don't like them green, but I like a little, like, I like the bananas to be kind of green.
She likes them hard.
I like them harder. When they're too mushy, they're gross.
Yeah. I mean, even with everything, I mean, we made broccoli, like, last week, and it was disgusting yesterday. Or, like, lettuce. Like, it's just,
yep.
And I'm like, okay, you know what? Bread rarely ever expires.
Right. It's like, I'll just eat a frozen meal again.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, it is.
You need to actually think about what you want to eat each day and every day. And I still can't get over it. Like, my mom always had this plan. Like, this is what we're making this week. And it's like in her head, even like she never wrote it down. She never meal prepped. She just knew, like, this is what we have in the refrigerator right now. This is what's defrosted. Like, this is what I'm making. Like,
I appreciate. I mean, I look back at when my mom cooked, or like I look at people like housewives or, you know, and they like make dinner every night, mm-hmm, for their husband and their family. And I'm like, damn, I hope I somehow become like that. Because that is something little that I totally took, mm-hmm, for granted. I mean, I don't even really remember my mom doing it that much. But when she did, I never was like, wow, thank you for this home-cooked meal. And
right.
You have to think of another one tomorrow. And you know?
Exactly. Feed us and make sure we eat it.
Yeah.
So when reality sets in, it's like, for me, it was exhilarating. Want to sit and eat a whole package of double-stuffed Oreos at one sitting without anyone judging you? It's on. Fortunately, it only took a few weeks of that before I realized I was getting fat and felt like crap. So I had to go back to eating real food like my mom cooked when I lived at home.
Yeah, no one judges you except then yourself.
Yep. Come back to a dark, lifeless home in the evenings. Since my mom worked 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. until a few years ago, and we lived with my grandparents, there was always someone home when I'd come home from school. Even if we didn't chat, there was always someone there moving around, doing their own thing. It was something, sometimes was annoying, but because I was sometimes tired, I just needed some peace and quiet. But I underestimate how reassuring it was.
Yeah, to have the lights home and at least, mm-hmm, maybe someone will be like, oh, hello. Like, yeah, I could see that for sure.
How alike my mom and I are. I used to tell her to just chill with the household chores. She couldn't chill. I can't chill. Must clean. Like, when things are gross, I get so anxious.
I do too. I do too.
Looking back, I'm like, I feel like my mom was always cleaning and always doing this and complaining about having to always clean. And then it's like, if I would have just helped, it would have cut all that time in half.
Well, to think she had a husband and two kids.
Yeah.
All y'all were probably nasty. Because I just live with a boyfriend. I mean, and a dad, but my dad's the most cleanliest person I've ever met in my life. But even just cleaning up after me and my boyfriend, I'm like, I hate you. Mm-hmm. I can imagine like having kids too. Oh, yay, yay.
Oh, this one is the worst. Like, and luckily I had a roommate that was cool about it. And I now have a roommate and my brother there that are like super awesome too. It's like being on my own if I got sick. I once got food poisoning when my roommate was away for the weekend, vomiting every 20 to 30 minutes for an entire day. I was severely dehydrated and didn't even have the strength to walk to the drugstore for medicine and Gatorade.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few times where, like, I used to have really, really awful, like, a cramping situation. Mm-hmm. So my uterus is the devil.
PMS all the time.
And so I remember just, like, meekly, like, or I was texting my roommate. I'm like, can you please come in here? And I'm like, can you bring me some ibuprofen and water? I can't get up.
Can I have a hug?
And I'm like, I feel like crap, please. And
yeah, I guess I never really, like, thought of that. Especially because if you live alone, and, like, even if your parents live near you or not near you, it's not like you have someone checking on you every day. Like, as much as your family loves you and your friends love you, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily have someone being like, hey, how's your day going?
Right.
And, like, food poisoning could be 24 hours.
Right.
And you could just be alone and dying.
They're, like, it's, I swear to God, anytime anybody throws up, their first thought is mommy.
Like, when mine is not.
Like,
at all.
Like, for me, it's like, I just need somebody to bring me some Gatorade and, like, hug me and clean this up for me because this smells gross.
Oh, yeah. I don't think of my mom at all when I puke.
Well, because I just remember being a little kid and my mom cleaning me up and doing all that.
Oh.
Did your mom not do that?
I mean, she probably did, but obviously, I think I puke more now because I'm so wasted.
Okay, that's
so
fair.
I definitely don't think of my mom. I think I know I'm better come in this damn bathroom.
Right.
Because...
Or just, like, any sickness, though. Like, when you have the flu or the cold, like, I just remember my mom would come in and she would bring me, like, juice or,
that's
like,
so
warm
weird.
Like, she'd, like, put the Vicks Vapor Rub on my chest.
Yeah.
She, like, you know, like, periodically would come in and check up on me. And so I was like, my mommy.
Because now I'm more like that with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad's, let's get real, the biggest baby ever. My mom doesn't live in the state. And now I'm like, boyfriend, you have to take care of me now, whether you like to or not. Because they kind of have to. Let's get real.
This one kind of did throw me off. And it's funny to me. It's not having the condiments or spices on hand. Like, I took for granted having salt and pepper and whatever spice I needed in the cupboard. Buying all that at once can add up quickly.
That's hilarious because I don't cook at all. So I don't doctor up my food at all. But my man, he loves it. And he, when he moved in, he brought so many spices. Like, we have this whole shelf just full of spices, and then we'll be at the store and he'll be like, oh, this recipe calls for this, like, I don't think I'll have it, do you have it? And I was like,
probably not.
I don't know. I mean, did my mom ever buy it when she lived here? Then yeah, if not, then no. Like, I've maybe salt, but that's it. That's
not even pepper.
Nope, not even pepper.
That's actually really, really funny.
So I never know what those spices prices are because I don't cook.
I do want to shift gears because this is just too funny to me.
What?
Speaking of spicy.
Ooh.
So do you have a name for your tatas?
My tatas? No.
Because apparently, like, BuzzFeed did, like, they kind of asked their community, like, to share the names they have for their tatas.
I have one for my hoo-ha, but not my tatas.
Is it appropriate?
It's Cupcake.
Okay.
Because I like to think it.
Okay. God.
Is that not PG?
No, it is not.
Well, it's Cupcake because I like cupcakes.
There you go.
And everybody likes cupcakes.
That
winky face.
That works.
Okay. that was appropriate.
One person says Bailey's and Kahlua because I am coffee colored and they get me into trouble.
I love that.
Thelma and Louise because they're both bad bitches. Chesticles, that's what I call mine.
Chesticles. Not, I don't like that.
That's not their names, chesticles.
It's not like, sexy. Well,
it's not supposed to be sexy.
Yeah, but like,
it's like,
I think it's supposed to be like cute or like okay, sexy.
That's not
like, I don't really like the name testicles. Like, I'm not like, ooh, babe.
Well, that's not their name. That's just what I call them, like another word for boob.
Don't test my.
That's like, oh, my chesticle. Like, if I get like kicked or hit or something.
So it's not your nickname necessarily.
No, well, no, that's just what I like refer to like all. Tatas in general.
All of them.
Oh my god. Nifflers. So after seeing Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, I decided to call them Nifflers because while they may be small, they're still a pair of fantastic beasts. And they put like a little R in parentheses in there.
Breasts. Oh, breasts. That's cute.
James and Oliver. My boobs are named James and Oliver after the twins who play Fred and George Weasley in Harry Potter.
That's
their
weird.
Twins.
Yeah, maybe she's a ginger too.
Maybe.
What?
Francesca and Consuela.
Consuela.
Francesca's the party boob. Countless nip slips from her. Oh, God.
Is Consuela the more conservative one?
Yeah, she sounds like it. She sounds like the grandmother.
Oh.
Like a grandmother name. She calls her, this gal calls her boobs, reasons I can no longer sleep on my stomach. They're probably just
they're
that
huge.
Big.
Huge.
This person calls them food catchers.
That's fair.
Norma and Jean. Norma and Jean are my girls. Jean is bigger than Norma. Norma is always being jealous, but we're working through it.
They get in fights about it.
Yeah. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Brilliant, confident, lovable, extraordinary, inspiring, and totally beyond the need to be compared to others of their kind.
Ooh.
I like
that's
it.
Very confident.
Helga and Elga. Ew. My old roommate named them many years ago, and I will never change it. That's funny.
That's funny, because those are both terrible names.
Yes.
Helga and Elga.
Mommy bags. Since I've nursed three kids and I'm getting older, I just call them my mommy bags.
That's fair. That's fair. I feel like we'll all get there one day. They'll be sagging and...
Oh, I love this one. Jigglypuff and Wigglytuff.
That's cute.
You know what it's from, right?
Pokemon?
Yes!
Yeah!
She's like, the smaller one being Jigglypuff, obviously.
I loved Jigglypuff. That was my favorite character.
Oh, God. This one's dark and hilarious. Siegfried and Roy, because Roy got scratched by my cat years ago.
Did he die from a cat?
No. So Siegfried and Roy were famous magicians in Vegas.
Oh.
And they had a tiger in their act, and the tiger attacked one of them.
Did he kill him?
No, I don't think so.
Woo! That's scary.
Sattler and Waldorf. Those are the two hecklers in the balcony box in the Muppets. The guys are always heckling.
Oh.
Kathy and Kathy. Kathy with a C and Kathy with a K. Kathy with a C is smaller and doesn't do a lot, always keeping to herself. But Kathy with a K is a party animal, always escaping the bra. She can't be tamed. Collectively, they're called the Kathys.
The Kathys. I always think if your name's like Kathy, Christine, or whatever, and it starts with a K, you're more freaky.
I believe it.
That's what I've always thought.
We also got Elsa and Anna.
Okay, from Frozen. I know that one.
Bambi and Thumper.
From Bambi.
Twinkle and Pie.
I don't know that one.
Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
Oh, that's funny. My sweet life.
Dylan being the right and Cole being the left after the Sprouse twins, duh.
Yes.
Patty and Selma.
Oh, from The Simpsons.
Tweedle small and Tweedle smaller.
That's funny.
Once when my big busted aunt and cousin were talking about their boob names, my big sister said she'd call hers Tweedle small and Tweedle smaller, and that's what I've called mine too.
That's amazing.
Little Lefty and the big one. I think I do call mine Lefty.
Lefty?
There's Lefty. I don't think I have one for the right now that I think of it.
It's so strange. I don't have a nickname. I was going to think, I'd probably do like Pretty Mediocre or something.
Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
Nunchucks and Huge Ash Nunchucks.
Nunchucks.
Let's see. Ivana and Olga to honor my honor of my Ukrainian background.
Oh.
The Tatas. Mosquito bites. Aw. Zan and Janya. The left one is Zan and the right one is Janya. Why, you ask? Simple. They named them after the DC's Wonder Twins.
Who would have known that, though?
I totally forgot that was their names. I just always called them the Wonder Twins.
I didn't know that.
Timon and Pumbaa.
And I'm trying to think of like a cool duo that I really, really like that would be worth naming my
Starsky
goods.
Starsky and Hutch.
No, I don't really like them.
I don't know. That was the only one I could think of.
Yeah, and I was like Mary-Kay and Ashley, and I'm like, I like them, God. But I mean, my boobs are...
MK and A.
MK and A. That'd be cute. It's a little... Oh, but I was also thinking about food, since my hoo-ha is a food.
What is it? Like something like mac and cheese or...
Mac and cheese! Peanut butter and jelly.
I'm looking at other... I decided to type in like iconic duos like in TV and movie. We got Jerry and George Costanza. So Jerry Seinfeld.
That was way before my time.
Yeah, Doc Brown and Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
Oh, kind of before my time too.
Gilmore Girls, Lori Lay and Rory Gilmore.
Betty White.
Yes!
Especially because I'm hella white and my boobs are even more white.
Or Fox and, or was it Mulder and Scully from X-Files?
Oh, yeah.
How about Hot Fuzz, Nicholas Angel and Danny Butterman? So you can call one Angel and Butterman.
Butterman.
Oh my God, I kind of want to name mine Angel and Butterman.
Do it!
Okay, so we're going to leave it off there. You guys tell us what names you have for your tatas or
if you're a dude, do you have nicknames for your...
boys?
Your testicles? You could say testicles.
I know, but it's just funny the way you said it.
I know. I just don't like that word. That would be... I don't know if... you have to have. Some of the guys have to have nicknames.
Like the twig and berries. I feel like the whole thing probably has a name, right?
Well, and then what about just the twig?
Exactly. Like, tell us your names. Please be fairly... PG-13.
Or help us PG-13 it, yes. If it's not.
But I kind of do like the whole Angel and Butterman.
is that yours? Is that
I think that might have to be mine now.
Do you have a nickname for your hoo-ha?
What was it? Kryptonite.
Ooh, I like that.
Somebody called it that once, and I was like, I like that.
That's pretty sexy and mysterious.
You know what kryptonite is, right?
Yeah, it's like where, like, Supergirl, like, can't.
And Superman, that's their weakness.
Yeah.
Because this one guy's like, wait, so you wanted to date, you wanted to hook up with this guy, like, my longest relationship. It's like, hey, I don't want to be tied down. I'm, like, young. I'm 18. Like, I want to...
be a hoe.
Be young and 18, you know? I want to see what this is all about. And I was like, I just want to be friends with benefits. Like, I want to see what this, like, I just like doing this.
Yeah.
And then, like, a week later, he's like, I think I love you and I want to date you. And we ended up dating for 3 years.
Cause your vagina.
And I told a friend this and he's like, you're kryptonite.
That's so great. That's a good one. So, better than my cupcake. But it's fine.
Let us know because this got weird. but we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll talk to you.